brothers and sisters, friends, guests, everyone who is watching online, I wish you all a happy new year, a new year filled with God's blessings. Last night at the beginning of the service, Pastor David said that it's the perfect place here in the house of the Lord to finish the year. And today I want to say to you that it's also the perfect place to start off the new year. There is no better place to start the year than here in the presence of God. Amen? It's the first day of the year. We start a new journey into the unknown. And the unknown, it's called 2024. And it is an unknown. I mean, we don't know what tomorrow brings, so how can we know what the entire year will bring us, right? And on the one hand, at the beginning of the year, everybody is very happy and excited. Everybody takes or makes new decisions, right? New plans for the entire year. And then on the other hand, maybe somewhere deep in our mind, we have a little bit of fear, maybe a little bit of insecurity, because we have these questions in our minds. How will the new year be, or how will the new year look like? Will it be an easy year, a blessed year? Will it be a challenging year, a year of valleys? And I think when we look back, you don't have to look back too far. 3-4 years back, we see how the entire earth changed, right? The pandemic, followed by the Ukrainian war, Israel war, all these natural catastrophes like earthquakes, floods, hurricanes. Just remember back a couple months ago when Hurricane, I think it was Hillary, right, just passed in front of our doors. And if we look back at all of these events that just happened, I think it's normal to have all of these questions. What will it look like in the new year? Will it be a blessed year? Will it be a challenging year? Will God be with us like he was in all these past years? And in the next 10 minutes, as an encouragement for the first day of the year 2024, I want to read 3 verses out of the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 11. And I will start with verse 11 to 13. And it says like this. But the land you are crossing the Jordan to take possession of is a land of mountains and valleys that drinks rain from heaven. It is a land that the Lord your God cares for. The eyes of the Lord your God are continually on it from the beginning of the year to its end. So if you faithfully obey the commandments I'm giving you today, to love the Lord and your God, and to serve him with all your heart and with all your soul. What a word, right? What an encouragement. What a beautiful promise, especially now at the beginning of the year. And that's why I want to name my short message tonight from January 1st to December 31st. Like we read in verse 12, from the beginning of the year to its end, God has his eyes on this land. Continually, we read here. And we also read that it is the land that he cares for. And my question tonight is, who can benefit of this beautiful promise that we read in this passage? Or what is our part in this promise that we just read? What do we have to do? What is our job in this promise? Because if you look further down to verse 13, you can see there a very important word. It said, if. So, like we read, he will care about us. He will watch over us. His eyes will be continually on us from the beginning of the year to its end if we fulfill all these requirements that are listed in verse 13. And the very first requirement that he expects from us and that we have to do is to obey his commands. And obedience to the Lord, brothers and sisters, is so much more important than anything else. Obedience to the Lord is more important than all our actions, all our deeds, everything we do. Obedience is so much more important than our worship And Samuel emphasizes that in 1 Samuel 15:22, where he says, "What is more pleasing to the Lord, your burnt offerings and sacrifices, or your obedience to his voice? Listen, obedience is better than sacrifice, and submission is better than offering the fat of rams." So like we read here, obedience to the Lord and to his voice is so much more important than anything else. And where can we hear his voice the best? When we read the word of God in the Bible. When we come to church, during worship, we hear his voice. When we come to church and listen to a sermon, there we can hear the word of God. And that's why I want to make you now the first invitation of tonight. Let's take a decision together tonight, the first decision together. Let's be even more obedient to the Lord this year and to his word. Let's be obedient to him every single day of 2024. Let's love the word of God. Let's read it even more. And let us live a life built on his word. Amen? Let us tremble at his word. Like it says in Isaiah 66:2, "I will bless those who have humble and contrite hearts, who tremble at my word." And Apostle James says in chapter 1:22, "But don't just listen to God's word. You must do what it says. Otherwise, you are only fooling yourselves." And then he says in verse 25, "But if you look carefully into the perfect law that sets you free, and if you do what it says, and don't forget what you heard, then God will bless you for doing it." So God promised us that he will care about, he will care for us, and that he will watch continually over us, that his eyes will be continually on us from the beginning of the year to its end, if we are obedient to him and to his word. So one more time, on this very first day of 2024, let's take this decision together. Let's be obedient to the Lord and to his voice and to his word. Let us love his word more and more. Let's read his word even more this year, and let's live by his word. Amen? Amen. Then the second thing, or the second requirement that we have to fulfill so we can be part of this beautiful promise that God made us here in Deuteronomy, is to love our God. And you can see that in verse 13 in our main text, Moses says here, "If you love the Lord your God." And if you love the Lord your God, we have a very simple test to see how much we love him. And the test is, usually what you love the most, you spend the most time on it, right? The thing we usually love the most, you invest yourself the most in it. You invest your money into it. You put all your passion into that thing. And to love the Lord our God is the biggest commandment that the Bible tells us, brothers and sisters. And look how closely they are tied together. Jesus says in John 14:15, "If you love me, you obey my commandments." And then in verse 21, again, he ties them together. "Those who accept my commandments and obey them are the ones who love me. And because they love me, my Father will love them. And I will love them and reveal myself to each of them." Now, I want to make you the second invitation of tonight. Let's take another decision together. Let's, in this year, the year 2024, let's love our God even more than we did last year. And also, let's prove that we love him, brothers and sisters. Let's all say like Psalm 116, verse 1, "I love my Lord because he hears my voice." Or like David in Psalm 18, verse 1, "I love you, Lord, you are my strength." Because I tell you what, if we love our Lord with all of our heart, you know what happens? He will have his eyes continually on us from January 1st to December 31st. And last but not least, the third requirement we see here in verse 13 in our main text is, here it's about serving the Lord, about how we serve our God. Let's reread verse 13. So if you carefully obey the commands I'm giving you today, and if you love the Lord your God and serve him with all your heart and soul. And it's a really great challenge, especially now at the very first day of 2024, when typically people make new decisions. Maybe they take better decision for the workplace, in their families. So let's take also better decision for us here at Emmanuel Church. And I really wish for all of us that the year of 2024 will be a year of serving, will be the year of serving our God more and more and full-heartedly. Amen? The title of my message tonight is From January 1st to December 31st. And he says that he has his eyes continually on us from January 1st to December 31st if we serve him with all our heart, full-heartedly, brothers and sisters, not superficial. Listen to 2 Chronicles 16, verse 9. It says, the eyes of the Lord search the whole earth in order to strengthen, and now listen to that, to strengthen anyone? No, to strengthen those whose hearts are fully committed to him. So now we have to make sure that our hearts are fully committed to him. We have to make sure that our heart beats only for him, and that we love him from the bottom of our hearts. And that this one you will see in our service, the way how we serve him, that's a good test. In our service, you will see that if you are fully committed and if your heart really beats for him. So now I want to make you the third invitation of tonight. And first, I want to invite everybody who comes up here and speaks from the pulpit. Let's serve him this year from the bottom of our heart. Then I want to invite the worship team and all the singers who will sing here from the stage. Let's serve him this year full-heartedly. I want to invite all the teachers from Sunday school, kitchen ministries, security, ushers. Let's serve him from the bottom of our heart. Brothers and sisters, all of us were called to serve him. Let's serve our God this year with all of our heart. Everyone is called to serve him. You know, there are two elderly sisters in our church. Since I'm here in this church, every single Sunday, before they enter the church, they come to me and they give me words of encouragement. That's also a way to serve the Lord. There is another sister. Every time before she enters the church, she says verses that she learned in that week to the ushering team. That's also a way to serve the Lord. And the Bible tells us so many times how our service should look like. We have to serve our God, not with compulsion, but with self-denial. We have to serve him with joy, and we have to serve him with all of our heart and with all of our soul. Because in the way we serve him, there we can see for real how much we love him, how much we obey him and his commandments. And that's why I invite you one more time on this very first day of 2024. Let's serve our God from the bottom of our hearts. Let's this year be a year of serving the Lord. Let's get all of us even more involved like never before. Everyone with his own gift that you received from God. Let's serve him together with joy. Let's serve him with all of our heart. And brothers and sisters, let's serve him in unity. Amen? Amen? And God will watch over us also in 2024, from the beginning of the year to its end. Amen? Amen. God bless you.